This really is an excellent question and certainly reflects common practice of our times. So I'm really grateful to you for having raised it. The bottom line is that you're going to struggle to secure any kind of residence status in Hong Kong on the strength of the relationship with your girlfriend for a number of different reasons. Firstly, if you were in a position to marry this lady, which clearly you're not because she's presently married to somebody else, you would have to show to the Immigration Department, to their satisfaction, that your relationship is a genuine one. And that aside, that she would be able to sponsor you by way of financial capacity and also the ability to put a roof over your head. Now, just leaving aside the two challenges associated with food on the table and roof overhead, which I've actually dealt with considerably elsewhere on the website, if we just look at the nature of your relationship with her, it's very difficult if it's been an internet-based relationship for you to show to the Immigration Department that, in fact, your relationship is genuine. So one would assume that you're going to have to come into Hong Kong on some other immigration status first, pursue your relationship with your girlfriend, and at the same time look for other ways to remain in Hong Kong. During the currency of that relationship maturing, as it were, then clearly your girlfriend can finalise the divorce arrangements in respect of her present husband. And through the passage of that time, it would become clear on all the facts that even though your relationship started by remote, subsequently the nature of how you spent your time together leading to a legal marriage can be said to represent good evidence that your relationship is in fact genuine. So there's no possibility of the strength of your relationship with her today availing you of any kind of immigration privileges as regards being resident in Hong Kong. Now, the second point to make is that there isn't any permanent visa that you can pursue as such, really, because under the basic law, the only permanent immigration status that's available is the right of abode, which only accrues after you've been continuously and ordinarily resident in Hong Kong for not less than 7 years as a resident. So whilst you may be able to secure an immigration status that's commensurate with your rationale for being in Hong Kong, other than the fact of your relationship with this lady, effectively until 7 years have accrued, you're going to be a mere temporary resident in any event. So that kind of deals with the notion of a permanent visa so that you can spend time together. Finally then, really, you need to look to the other immigration stati that are available to foreign nationals that want to take up residence in Hong Kong. And you do need to have a rationale for being here, and that rationale then drives the nature of the immigration permissions that you get. I don't propose that I labour the individual immigration stati that you might want to consider, because I'll attach them to a couple of links in at the bottom of this post so you can review that content there accordingly. Albeit to say that the rationales are, if you're coming to study, you need a student visa. If you're coming to join a legal spouse, you need a dependent visa, which, as we've seen, doesn't apply to you. If you're coming to take up employment, you need an employment visa. If you're coming in to establish or join in an existing business, you need a business investment visa. If you are of particularly high talent, you could apply under the Quality Migrant Admission Scheme. And if you are a man of considerable means, then you could make an application under the Capital Investment Entrance Scheme. Of course, you could always come as a visitor, and you'll be granted a certain period of time upon arrival. And in that regard, that's probably your early bet to progress the relationship with your girlfriend in the flesh, as it were, if I may not be so direct to couch it in those terms. But certainly arriving as a visitor, assessing facts on the ground, determining what your longer-term immigration options are, is the way forward, I believe. Okay. Anyway, I wish you all the very best.